Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 8-Bit Coffee Shop with Val and Pixel. Say hi.
Hi.
And, well, today this will be our first episode. So crazy. Well, basically this is just we're going to talk about random stuff and just go from there. Let's go. So the first topic we're going to get into is that My Hero Academia, if you've never watched it, season 4 will be coming out in spring of 2019.
That's only like a couple months.
Yeah, and actually it ended when it was in season 3, it ended in the arc to where the big three are being introduced of Tamaki, I can't pronounce her name, but I think it's Niger. How it's spelled, I'm going to pronounce it Niger, and then Mirio. So these characters.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a big My Hero Academia watcher, yeah. But it does seem like everybody that watches it is very excited.
When I had heard about it, I thought it was just going to be like another like Naruto or like Fairy Tail. Like it was just I watch Fairy Tail. I don't watch Naruto. I've only watched like a few episodes and it was really weird. But I had not watched My Hero Academia because I was kind of being, like, a hipster about it. I was like, too many people are into it. I don't want to watch it yet. And then, like, I finally just gave in because I figured out it was on Hulu. And I just did it. And I'm I'm now addicted to it. It's one of my favorite animes.
I'm sort of the opposite. If somebody likes it, I'm not a huge anime watcher. I kind of read manga more than I do watch anime. But if people seem to like a specific one, I guess that's really my trigger to watch it. Mm-hmm. But it does seem like everybody's really excited for this. It's gotten a lot of hype, I guess.
And the My Hero Academia movie Two Heroes actually came out in select theaters in English in America, but apparently it'll be coming out on DVD release at some point. I don't know when or if it's already out, but I know it will be on DVD soon because I've not watched it. But there's a lot of ship moments.
Yeah.
Especially for Kirabaku.
For some reason, there's been a lot of there's been more anime movies coming out lately. Have you noticed that? We had the delivery service.
That Kiki's Delivery Service was very early in the 2000s. That was a while ago.
Well, but I'm talking like lately. Yeah. And then the Firefly graveyard.
Yeah.
That was last year, right?
I think so. I don't know.
And obviously, like, one of the most obvious ones upcoming is the new Dragon Ball thing, which we didn't really expect a movie. Wait, there's been a movie, I believe. There's probably been a couple movies.
Yeah, because of how big Dragon Ball is.
But I guess it has been kind of on the downfall lately. Yeah. So I guess this is just kind of a way for their viewers to start watching again or something like that. Which is a good tactic on this.
I've never watched Dragon Ball Z. All I know is that there's a character called Goku, Piccolo, Vegeta, Bulma, and that's it. I don't know any other characters.
That was the My Hero Academia. I'm the Dragon Ball. I'm the generic. I'm the popular one.
Yeah.
But I definitely think with all the new movies coming out, it's definitely sort of getting a lot of excitement.
And there's going to be a lot of more, a lot of new animes coming up. I was looking at it earlier. There's going to be like two different baseball animes, which has not usually been done because I know there's definitely been Stalker. There's been volleyball. There's been ice skating because of Yuri on Ice. I'm pretty sure there was a basketball one. There's definitely been swimming ones. Right. Even if it's not even just swimming, like Kaijo. Yeah. To where it's like girls knocking off each other. Like knocking each other off a platform.
Gymnastics, definitely. There's been a lot. But like sports animes and they just don't really click with
me. I know.
Because
you're always used to like people kind of stereotype anime as being like fighting and fantasy. Right. When it's not usually like that.
And there's usually some like there's one, I think it was Fastball or something. It was called something like that, and it was about this kid that had, like, a magical powers, and he could throw a ball really fast. There was also a movie, it wasn't an anime, but it was just, like, it was a movie about some kid who was a pitcher on the Chicago Cubs, and he could throw a really, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that one thing where where the baseball and the bat were alive?
No, I don't think it was that, but it was...
That movie was good, though. It got me into baseball as a kid. I almost said basketball.
Sports movies are definitely, like, The Sandlot was a really good sports movie, but there's just...
Or, like, A League of Their Own. Very educational. Right. Fun.
There's just some sports movies that don't really...
Feel... Like, they don't make sense.
Yeah, they don't click, really.
Yeah.
But they definitely are interesting, depending on what sport and player...
Yeah.
...characters, which always matter, I guess.
Going back to anime, there's... Yeah, they're always stereotyping anime as, like, being fighting and, like, and fantasy. And, like, speaking of, like, My Hero Academia, that's not... It doesn't... It breaks the stereotype, kind of. Like, it is, like... Yeah. It's more real life, but, like, sci-fi.
It's a different type of fantasy.
Yeah, it's a different type, which I think is good. My Hero Academia kind of... Like, it's kind of... People make the joke of how Deku, slash Aizuka Midoriya, is... basically just green Naruto.
Yeah.
I feel like it's... I wouldn't say it's better than Naruto, because Naruto is a classic, and I would never roast that big of anime because of all of the community. But, like, My Hero Academia is pretty good.
I feel like My Hero Academia was sort of like a slap in the face to all the people trying to make the school.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel
it changes the school anime.
Right. It's sort of like a slap in the face, or like, haha.
Yeah.
We can do it better, sort of thing. But it definitely kind of caught on as one of the first schools.
It's also kind of like with all of the girls. Actually, in the manga, they draw the girls a little bit differently to look more like real life and human. Like, but then in the anime, they kind of slim them down, make their waist tinier. Which is kind of upsetting on the animators' parts, because it's like, you were trying, like, the Horikoshi, the creator of My Hero Academia, did really good in the manga of drawing the girls more realistically, and then just, like, the anime making a difference.
Yeah, and that was definitely, like, you remember the whole Barbie controversy?
Oh, yeah, it's still a controversy today.
Well, but I feel like that kind of slipped into anime as well.
Yeah.
Which, I guess, with anime... You can't really criticize animators for doing that sort of thing. It's their job to make a story with characters you'll like, and just follow the story no matter what the characters look like.
And I can't really criticize it that much because almost every anime character has giant eyeballs.
Right.
And then, like, tiny mouths and, like, big hair.
And there's always, like, a scene where their eyes are just, they just go, like, or the lines going to their cheeks or something.
Like, they're just blushing. It's like,
no. But, yeah, definitely, My Hero Academia is something that people are excited for.
Yeah, I'm really excited for the new season 4 coming out in spring, which I originally heard it was going to come out in fall, but then it was changed to spring, and I'm like... Because I've read some of the new chapters of the manga... And boy, does it relate to Akira. Like, it relates to Akira a lot. And it's not because Horikoshi is trying to rip off of it. It's because Horikoshi is a really big fan of Akira. And I'm pretty sure him and the creator of Akira have talked before.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, many people have been like, what if they made a collaboration
one day? Like a crossover.
Yeah, like, that'd be giant.
And I feel like Akira was definitely one of the bigger animes that came out, and Akira was definitely a big manga that sort of got everybody interested in Japanese art and animation and all that.
What's funny is that like people are like, there's a lot of people, like, people make fun of the stereotypes in anime, like the beach episode or like fan service moments or stuff like that, but, like, it's really not, like, take, for example, here in America, of, like, the Superman kind of thing, where it's, like, baby comes from space and is raised by humans.
Right.
Like, that's a stereotype here in America that was actually originally a Japanese myth about how there's this girl... So this guy went out to, like, chop down bamboo, right? And when he's chopping down one of them, a girl pops out.
Okay.
Or there is one similar to it, to where a girl is just inside a peach. And they, okay. In both, they raise the kid. And I think...
James and the Giant Peach.
Yeah. But, and then, at one point, the kid's, like... The kid is just, she's trying, people are trying to become her husband, and she's just sending them off on quests that, like, would never happen, like, are very impossible. And she becomes friends with this one teenage emperor or something. And then, at one point, she's like, well, I gotta return back to the moon, see ya, suckers. And this emperor dude is like, I don't want you to leave, because he really does love her, like, genuinely. And I'm pretty sure that's the only reason why they're friends, is that she doesn't want to make him upset.
Yeah.
But, like, so he sets up these guards around her house, right? And, like, everyone falls asleep. And then she's just brought back to the moon after writing a letter to her family and the emperor. And basically, that's how Sailor Moon was created.
Oh.
Well, it's not Sailor Moon exactly.
Just based on
that. Yeah. Sailor Moon ripped off of that myth. Because that's basically what happens, apparently, is that the main character that's is, like, cool. connected to the moon, which makes it, that's why it's called Sailor Moon.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
You think we should move on to our next talk?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Okay, moving on to our next segment. We've got an article from the New York Times, and it's titled, Can Captain Marvel Fix Marvel's Women Problem?
And it was made by Dave... It's cough. February 28, 2019. So this was made yesterday. This was
when
made,
we're recording.
Yeah, when we're recording, this was made yesterday.
And it's definitely...
Yeah, and when this episode is posted, I'm pretty sure it's when Captain Marvel will be coming out, because that's what the article says. Yeah, so...
We're not going to read the whole article. We're kind of going to skim over it.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts, though, on the...
I'm excited about it. I know it's gonna get into the whole thing of it being, like, connected to Infinity War and, like, all that. And I'm just, like, going off of the title of how Marvel kind of put it as the norm that girls don't do much.
Well,
which is really sad, because they do a lot, actually.
They,
speaking from experience.
And with the whole Ant-Man and Wasp, like, they didn't just call it Ant-Man 2. They added a female character, and I feel like with the whole Wonder Woman thing, when Wonder Woman came out, everybody was talking about how this could lead to, like, some more female characters.
Yeah.
And I think that's right.
Yeah.
Captain Marvel was already announced.
Yeah.
When Wonder Woman came out.
I'm pretty sure. Because that only came out, like, last year, right?
Yeah, but Captain Marvel has been... around for a while. Yeah. Well, I don't know. But yeah. Don't quote us on that, but...
Yeah.
I'm excited for Captain Marvel, both for the story and the fact that it's going to be a female character. Because we haven't seen that many female characters in the Marvel... There's definitely... In DC, DC's pretty good about splitting it up.
Uh-huh.
And giving some leaning female roles. I guess we...
Like Harley Quinn.
Right, and if the movie isn't, like, directly about these female characters, they still play a pretty major role.
Yeah, like, in Suicide Squad, Harley and Joker's relationship was a big thing.
Right. That kind of led to more of the story developing and all that. And Ant-Man and Wasp, obviously.
And quoting from the article, it says, Marvel has built its own fortunes on decades-old supply of costume adventurers that doesn't lack for women. The studio has been criticized for its slowness to create movies emphasizing its female characters. And going off of that, they say in the movies that, like, Black Widow is this strong spy who, like, doesn't take anything from anybody. But, like, they don't deliver on that. Like, the whole relationship between Black Widow and the Hulk is, like, completely opposite from what she's meant to be. I don't know if there's a Black Widow movie, and if so, that's probably why I don't like her as much.
Well, there is going... Marvel announced that there might be a standalone Black Widow film coming out later, 2019, I think.
Hmm.
Which I'm excited for as well. But... the article does say, it doesn't say their lack of female characters, because they do have plenty of female characters in the comics and all that. We got Agent Carter, Spider-Woman, Spider-Gwen. Spider-Gwen was actually in the new Spider-Man movie, which She played a key part.
Yeah,
the
Spider-Man
whole
into the Spider-Verse.
Spidey-Verse.
Yeah, is that what it's called? Into the Spidey-Verse?
No, Spider-Verse.
Oh.
That's okay.
I thought it was called Spidey-Verse, because that's what I've heard people say.
I like Spidey-Verse better, honestly. But they definitely don't lack female characters. They have tons of them, but I do feel like it did take them a while to make a standalone film for the female hero.
Yeah. And going back to Wonder Woman, I definitely think, I'm hoping Marvel took notes. I'm hoping,
yeah, they definitely did.
Like, I don't think they should have ripped off DC, but I hope if anyone in Marvel saw the movie, which probably most of them did,
yeah,
even though it's their competitor.
They probably did. If they didn't, they probably heard some stuff,
yeah,
about it.
I feel like somebody should have been, I bet one of them was, like, in the theater, and they had, like, a notebook, or, like,
probably
a clipboard, and they were just taking notes,
yeah,
about Wonder Woman, and I hope they did. I'm hoping they, like, took note that this is female equality and,
yeah,
power. And in the whole movie,
they definitely did.
When she acts dumb, it's comedically, and not because she's, and, like, even when she's acting dumb, it's because she's in front of, like, a society that's different from hers.
Right.
To where it's solely women. And it's not because she is a woman that she is dumb.
Mm-hmm. And
which I think,
yeah,
is a good detail.
They definitely have kind of led, obviously, to, back to Ant-Man and Wasp, a more of an independent female role, while,
mm-hmm,
Black Widow, she kind of had to rely on the rest of her team. While she,
yeah,
could stand her own, it was sort of, there wasn't much about her in particular.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like when in Age of Ultron, they had Scarlet Witch.
Age of Ultron.
of Vulture.
Scarlet Witch is just like Keith.
yeah.
He has like long black hair.
Age of,
like his mullet is just so like overgrown.
Oh, wow.
Or it's
that,
like,
would be.
Or it's just Shiro when he had long hair that like one time.
Oh. But Scarlet
Someone
Witch,
draw fan art of that, please.
Yeah.
Age of Ultron. We need that in our lives.
Scarlet Witch was kind of a key.
Yeah.
Obviously, Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch were both.
Okay, can I go on a rant real quick? I just,
yeah,
want to say, the X-Men Quicksilver is so much better, and I understand the timeline of those movies, that it's in the 80s, and he's a teen, but I'm sorry, there's no way that this dude who speaks American in the 80s is going to somehow sound Russian maybe, like, 10 to 16 years later. I'm sorry, no.
Yeah. The X-Men Quicksilver was an interesting character.
And he's so much better. In my,
yeah,
opinion, he is so much better.
I don't know. Definitely female characters are a good thing. And,
yeah.
But we can't really criticize them,
yeah,
for not including them.
And apparently, with Scarlet Witch in the X-Men movies, she was referenced. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, another thing is that, like, in the movie Scarlet Witch, their age difference is super weird, because she's a teen, but he looks like he is also a teen. But then the X-Men movies, she's stated to be, like, really small when he is a teen.
Yeah, I don't. That might also
the continuity
have to do with,
is just all over the place.
With, like, Marvel or Fox owning,
mm-hmm,
X-Men and all that.
Probably.
Which was one thing. What do you think would happen if Marvel got X-Men, the rights for X-Men and the rights for Fantastic Four? I don't feel like they would try and do Fantastic Four again.
Oh, yeah,
that
like, after the last
flop.
Time.
It wasn't
They should have just kept it with the original. Like, the,
yeah,
next one was, like, I watched it trying to give my, like, best opinion on it, and I came out very disappointed.
I was glad, like, they had good scenes with Johnny Storm and all that.
Yeah.
He was probably the best in that movie. And then they tried to make a different one where it was them as teen. I forget what it was,
yeah,
called. And that didn't get a lot of attention just because the last one did
and
so,
like,
bad.
And the CGI is so bad when it comes to,
yeah,
the rock guy. What is his name? Colossal? Or, like, I don't know what his name is.
He's the thing.
Oh!
He's just a thing.
See, that's how uncreative Marvel is. It's just the thing.
Well, yeah.
Which is also the name of a horror movie.
The what? Thing?
Yeah, that was made in the 80s. And the CGI is super gory and bloody.
It. So creative. How, like,
so many horror movies, like Halloween, with the movies Halloween, is that, like, you kind of know what you're getting into by the title.
Right. Yeah, like, you're... It doesn't have, like, I've never seen it, obviously, but... Yeah.
Like, or, like, Friday the 13th, like, you know what you're getting into. Right. With It, you're just like, oh, it's a clown. Like, I imagine that in the 80s, some grandma bought her kids this movie, thinking it was just about a clown, didn't read anything about it, because it was the 80s, and just gave it to their kids, and now their kids are scarred for life.
Right.
If they're alive.
The original It was, like, it was just a clown, but then the new one is just, like...
Yeah, apparently he is an interdimensional being.
Yeah.
And he fights a giant interdimensional turtle.
And the
turtle, like, rules over the universe.
I never understood the whole story about it.
Yeah, like, I want to read the It book, but it's, like, thicker than the Harry Potter books.
Yeah, I don't even want to read it, to be honest.
Because the gore is just going to be like, now that's in my head.
Now, how do you even dream this?
I feel like with Stephen King, if I ever interviewed him, I want to be like, what hurt you so bad that you, like, came up with this? I don't know if he, like, I don't know much of his past, so I don't know if it's family trauma or...
I don't know. And he's not a bad writer.
Yeah,
he's
definitely not, no.
He just writes the horror, but some of his books that aren't completely horror... Dark Tower, the Dark Tower series.
Oh, yeah, they made a movie about that a while ago, but it wasn't that popular.
It didn't get a lot of love. The books were better. I've read the books, but, he can definitely write both horror and anything else.
There was another movie that I want to talk about, and it's, people theorize that it, like, stole from the Star Wars comics. It's the one to where it's about space, and I don't know if it's Valkyrie or something, but it's in this giant spaceship. It's super weird. And I genuinely liked it. Like, I don't know...
Is it an anime, or...?
No, it's a movie.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
And I'm trying to, like, think of what the name is.
Firefly?
It had the girl from Suicide Squad who the Enchantress would take over. It had that girl and then another dude.
Oh, yeah.
And, I don't know what it's called. I want to figure out the name because I like, genuinely liked it. But there was a lot of scenes in it that, like, was really weird. I think at one point there was, like, an alien who started pole dancing. But, like, we've seen that in Star Wars. Like, we've seen... aliens in Star Wars.
In Jabba the Hutt, yeah.
Yeah, definitely Jabba.
That got dark.
Yeah. When I was watching that movie when I was little, I was just, like, real confused. I was like, what is happening? Oh, it was
Valerian.
That movie.
Valerian.
Yeah, Valerian. Thank you, assistant.
Thank you.
That's what it was. I genuinely liked that movie. It wasn't that bad, and I don't understand why people hated it so much.
I think it kind of was... It was its own comic, right?
Yeah, it was.
I think it was, but it definitely based a lot off of Firefly and...
Yeah, Matt Pat from Film Theory theorized that it stole ideas from the Star Wars comics.
The old Star Wars comics? Or the
yeah. This
I love those. Those are awesome.
Bring it back to Stephen King. The new movie, Pet Sematary, is going to be coming out in a bit. And I heard the original movies were better.
Yeah.
Mainly because this one actor, can't remember his name, but he was really old and he had white hair. And his voice, like, a lot of people liked his voice because it was just super raspy and country for, like, no reason.
I don't get it.
Yeah. And, like, legitimately, in this movie, they kill a kid. They kill a toddler getting run over by a semi-truck. Like, that's a thing.
And that's going to be the end of our section for this.
Yeah, that's going to be the end of our section.
We'll get into our next idea after a word from our sponsors.
So, our next topic is going to be from the website brainjet.com. And talks about 33 things that were cool in the 90s. We're not going to talk about all of them, but I noticed with one of them, it talks about Tamagotchis. And I don't know much about it, but it gives, like, a summary of what it is. Virtual pet simulation games become a lifestyle with these handheld toys. You could take your pet anywhere on a keychain. Brag about which developmental stage your pet was in. You could be there for your Tamagotchi's distinctive life stages anywhere.
Tamagotchi's, I know what Tamagotchi's are.
Yeah.
You know, keychain things. And they recently, since they weren't, I think they still sell, right?
Yeah, like in Hot Topic, I've seen stuff to where it looks like them, and I'm pretty sure it is that.
Right, but they weren't selling anymore, so they made, like, a mobile app. My Tamagotchi Forever. I remember that, seeing that on the App Store.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know about it. I mean, I knew what Tamagotchis were, I just wasn't that interested, but I think it's kind of cool how older companies that made things are kind of moving on to mobile apps or something.
Going off another thing is Lisa Frank paraphernalia.
What?
I freaking love Lisa Frank, and she needs to come back.
Who is Lisa Frank?
It's basically this. It's just super colorful and bright, and she sells tons of stickers.
It's a unicorn?
Yes. And, Lisa, like, other Frank's magical creatures. Oh. Slap bracelets.
I still use those. I still think it's really fun.
I think they're cool. I think why parents don't sell them anymore, or, like, why it's not a thing anymore, is because parents are like, they're too dangerous. It hurts my kids.
Well, we gotta respect them, I guess. Because
Pokemon cards and Pokemon everything.
Pokemon card, that used to define your decency as a human being.
Oh, yeah, Pokemon, like, cards. When we were really little, I remember at one point at our school, they had to, like, bring Pokemon cards outside to the recess. It became the, like, black market.
Yeah, the one day I brought my cards outside, we got caught, and the teachers took away our Pokemon cards, and I wasn't that sad, but my friends were, and they're like, she dug my Pikachu or something.
Oh, no, my Mewtwo,
I mean, if you had a Mewtwo, EXs. You would have been sad.
No, yeah.
What's another thing?
Goosebumps books. They're still making them today, and I feel like at one point they're just going to run out of ideas.
They've made so many, like, mini-series. There's that Slappy World, the Welcome to Horror Camp or something. I read them occasionally, but they just get to the... It's really repetitive now.
Yeah, I've never read them. All cartoons.
Okay, my opinion on this, I never watched SpongeBob or, what's another one? I never watched SpongeBob when I was little.
Did you ever watch, like, Scooby-Doo?
Not really. My Saturday mornings consisted of Yu-Gi-Oh, Dragon Ball Z, and Sonic the Hedgehog. So I can't really talk that much about the cartoon aspect.
When I was little, I loved all of the really old cartoon shows. Or, like, real-life people shows. There's this one show that I don't know when it was made, but it's freaking hilarious. And it's this court show to where...
Law and Order.
Just, like, we're, like... Nothing is, like, actually supposed to be, like, it's not supposed to be an actual court thing. It's just meant to be about people's lives and this jury guy. And, like, nothing's taken seriously. And, like, I remember in one of the episodes, one of the jury guys either gets really mad because he's not taken seriously, or he just goes on a full-on prank war. And it's so hilarious. Like, I don't know what this show is called. You guys need to find this show. It's not Law and Order. It's this random court show from the 90s or 80s. And it was just really funny. Because it was so random. Because one dude tried to date girls all the time. One dude was just the mechanic who worked there. One girl was just, like, there and I think was meant to be a love interest, but, like, nothing happened for a long time. It was super random.
This is something... It's not really 90s or anything, but, I would watch... My sister and I just grew up on Power Rangers, and they've made so many different Power Rangers. They're gonna run out of names for the they've got ninjas, they've got
dinosaurs. Samurai.
Yeah, the Mighty Morphin was the original, I believe. But
yeah, but I remember. What got me into it was, you know, the one where it's the face and it's silver and gold. Wasn't it called Megaforce?
Mighty Morphin.
It wasn't that. I know
I don't know. Don't quote us on that.
Yeah, don't quote us on that. Another one is Warheads. Warheads are still a thing, but, like, I don't...
Yeah, nobody really does it.
Ooh. Kid Pics? Remember these kooky drawing program for Macintosh?
I'm bad at reading.
You can draw.
You could mix drawings, illustrations. Okay, that's weird.
So it just sounds like an old Scratch.
The slang.
What was the slang?
What's the dealio? What's up? Talk to the hand, because the face ain't listening. chat, anon's beginning. I mean, lol, TMI. I don't know.
Psych?
Psych. I thought it was psyche. Not, let's roll, I will jack you up. Shorty, how do you get so fly? Dude, I still say dude. I've probably said dude at least once in this podcast so far.
Yeah, dude.
And, of course, dog. Many of these phrases may have been around before the 90s, but they were still part of the slamming decade.
I bet something on this is going to be about Backstreet Boys, which I wouldn't blame them for. Backstreet Boys.
Frosted tips. So it's basically when your hair and, like, everything would be normal except your hair and the tips would be, like, white.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand why.
Definitely.
Ooh. Nostalgic music. The Rise of Pop Princesses, Britney Spears, Mandy Moore, Christina Aguilera, and more. We can't forget Beyonce's Origins and Destiny's Child, Nirvana, becoming a bigger deal, and alternative rock in general.
Can I just say 80s and 90s were the pure peak of human evolution?
Exactly. That's why I want to go back to the 80s and 90s, because I feel like I was born in the wrong generation.
Right.
Like, I should have been born in the 80s and 90s.
What is your favorite movie from the 80s and 90s? Mine is Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Mine's probably A League of Their Own.
That was a good movie.
It was really funny, and I just like the, like, female representation. Butterfly hair clips. People talk about that all of the time, and I don't get the appeal.
When we were little, it still was a thing, right?
Fruit string things? So
it sounds like fruit roll-ups, maybe?
Yeah, it's fruit roll-ups, but you would, like... That's really weird. Bob Saget? I have no idea what
Original host for AFB.
Yeah. Whoa, dude!
Yeah, Bob Saget.
So weird. That's so much more different than
Full House, though. He was on Full House, too. He was on Full House, AFB, so
crimped hair.
God. Just kind of makes me cringe. I mean, I'm fine if somebody had that, but...
Pogs? These were super popular collectible discs with Pogs and Slammers.
What?
I have no idea.
It looks like they're, like, treating
the Rachel Green hairstyle from Friends. Dude, true, though. I've heard so many YouTubers being, like, oh my gosh, the hit movies that became classics. Titanic. Yeah. Home Alone, Space Jam, Jurassic Park, Forrest Gump, Braveheart, The Silence of the Lambs, The Sixth Sense,
Saving Private Ryan.
I've never watched that.
You shouldn't. My dad went to see Saving Private Ryan, and he fainted.
Oh.
It was so bloody. He fainted in the first half hour. It was so bloody. Miss Doubtfire.
I don't think I've ever watched it all the way through, but
Mission Impossible.
Like Men in Black.
Ooh, I love that movie.
Independence Day. I've never watched that. And
Star Wars.
And oh yeah.
Oh, that's when they started the prequels in the 90s.
And oh yeah, Star Wars Episode One, The Phantom Menace.
That's when they started the prequels.
The original Bop It. That's what that looked like? Wow.
Oh yeah, it looks
Furbies.
Oh, Furbies.
The little demon.
Yeah, the little demons that would hide out in your house. I never had one, but they just...
Sweaters tied around the waist. What are you talking about? That's still a thing, but just people do it with hoodies.
It's more like jackets or hoodies.
What's more of that is when they would tie the sweater around their shoulders and just leave it there.
That's what it
like,
was.
Like, it wouldn't do anything. It would just be there.
The generic nerd in the show will have a sweater tied around.
Or it has their random checkered vest and this long, light, white sleeve shirt.
It's like they're
trying
to wear a cape or something.
Sock'em boppers. This is basically where you punch people, but it's with cushions.
Oh, yeah.
That's weird.
Do you remember the sock'em thing? It was like
two
robots.
Oh, yeah. Sock'em robots.
I love that. That was so much fun. I would do that with my dad a lot. And I won always, by the way.
Dunkaroos. Which I think is... Have you ever seen where the thing where it's like... The new thing to where it's like... it's icing and then it's like... it's this random stick and then you put it in icing. And then you put it in like... whatever. I don't... Like
somebody
sprinkles or something.
Somebody brought a dog in the coffee house.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody brought it in. The Macarena. I don't... Like, People still dance to it to this day.
But it's sort of like a joke.
Yeah. It's meant to be nostalgic.
I don't know. I'd like that song.
Beanie Babies. True story. My mom collected tons of Beanie Babies.
Beanie Babies were the best.
Yeah. Nintendo 64.
Nintendo 64.
That is a classic.
I love the Nintendo 64.
You would know this.
I played GoldenEye. Oh. Yeah, GoldenEye 007. It's on this list.
Yeah.
Yeah, Zelda. Wow.
Fanny packs. Now, that's one of the... There's a lot of things from the 80s and 90s that you're like, so what was the appeal of this? And
right.
To me, it's fanny packs. Like, who needs a Simba fanny pack?
The only reason I actually have a fanny pack was when I was little. Me and my sister would have Nerf gun fights, and we would just fill the fanny packs with Nerf bullets so we could just reload and
stuff. Comment down below if you guys legitimately have fanny packs or, like, you like fanny packs. I want to know how many of you guys do. Gel and Milky pens. Just pens.
Yeah. You have some.
Yeah, I do. I have tons of pens.
And I think that's going to wrap it up for this segment.
That's about today.
The episode. Thank you for listening. You can rate us on iTunes and follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, I suppose.
Yep.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
And we will see you in the next video. This is the 8-Bit Coffee House signing off.
With Val
and Pixel. Goodbye.
Goodbye.